second to the last day, and I think we've made good progress thus far. The guys have done a good job just in terms of concentrating. Oftentimes, you get toward the end, and you're not quite as sharp as you'd like to be. But I think really on both sides of the ball, we've made good, steady progress. I think the guys have learned extremely well. They've been attentive. It's been enthusiastic, and certainly we got a long way to go. But I think we're wrapping it up at the right time and the right way. So tomorrow will be a big day for us, and we'll finish that off and get a little bit of a break. So I'll open up for any questions.
Coach, with everything that the guys have had to learn, how pleased are you with the execution right here in day two of the camp?
Well, you're never completely satisfied. You know that. But I think we've made a lot of good progress. I do think that they've really taken in and learned a lot of material. I mean, we threw it all at them. And that's kind of what you do during this time of the year, and then you start to obviously pare it down somewhat. But they have got a good grasp, I think, of the information, and particularly the basic foundation of what we do in all of our schemes, our offense, defense, and kicking games. So we've been pleased with it thus far. Oftentimes within systems that you grow within a system, and then after a certain point in time, you have a real good feel for it. Checking plays at the line of scrimmage for him is not new. He's done it before. He has a good understanding of it. And he even does some now. That's kind of part of the package, because he's got to have a little bit of autonomy, I think, from time to time to get you in the right play. You may be able to call a play, but he's out there on the field. He can see it happening. He can see the defense. So there's sometimes we have some overriding checks and things of that nature that he'll utilize. Certainly. It's part of playing that position. The best way to describe it to you is it's going to be the Lions offense. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. There are a lot of guys on the offense, if you take a look at who's on our staff, that have been around, had great experience, have done some notable things, in our game, and have a lot of, I think, expertise and knowledge. And we're going to use every bit of intellectual knowledge that we have. I mean, all that intellectual property we have, we're going to use it all to the best of our ability to make certain that it suits the guys that we have. All right. So I can't tell you that it's going to look like this team or look like that. As a matter of fact, I don't care. What I care about is making certain that it's right for us. It's right for the Lions. It's a Lions offense. It's a Lions defense. It's a Lions special teams. And that's a blend of all of the guys that are involved in it.
Was it a plus when you hired Joe that he had like a little bit of a different background than you do, that he worked with different people like Sean and, other people that he'd gone through his career with?
Yeah, and it's important, I think, that, we get guys that have had excellence in their background. That's important. He's had a varied experience, worked with one of the best quarterbacks in the business, and, to have, that kind of knowledge on our staff is a huge plus.
Ronnie Austin worked a little bit center yesterday.
Pardon me?
Ronnie Austin.
Yes.
What is it about him that you think can make him a potential backup center or even...
Well, the thing about those guys on the inside is that they have to be able to play multiple positions. I think that's key, because oftentimes, you end up dressing one guy, typically the center guard, another backup tackle who can swing both sides, when you go into ball games with seven guys. So the versatility is imperative. To have a guy only play one spot in the interior, it doesn't help you that much. Now, it happens sometimes, but usually you have to end up carrying an extra lineman sometimes in a ball game, and you may not want to carry eight. So most of them we're going to work in there. But let's talk about Rodney. Rodney's smart. Rodney's tough. Rodney's a good leader, and he has skills and ability. Strong, powerful guy. So and he's developing as well.
Do you have to tone back his aggression a little bit when you got
here? We don't have any pads right now. I mean, I got to tone back everybody's aggression right now at this point, because you don't want them banging into each other. But this game is built for aggressive men, but controlled. I think that's key, and I do think he has a lot of self-control, but he's a tough guy.
What have you seen out of Slay?
A couple more for Coach.
Development so far at this stage. What have you seen out of him?
Well, I think he, obviously we all know and realize that he does indeed have skill and ability. The guy can run. He can flat run. He can jump. He's got all the physical tools that you're looking for. He's just lacking a little bit of experience. And he got a lot of experience out there, obviously working through our practice sessions that we've had thus far. It's been a couple months now we've been working. And he's grown. He's gotten a little bit better. He's coming along. He's more confident. It's a new scheme. But he's making good progress. So we feel good about where he's heading.
Coach,
last question.
How important is it to have energetic veterans like Darryl Tapp, and what have your impressions of him been thus far?
Oh, it's extremely important, I think. I, I, think Daryl was a great addition for us because not only does he bring some enthusiasm and love the game, but he's a real, he's a professional, the consummate professional. I mean, does everything right. You know, he listens, he reinforces what he's being taught, he knows and understands. He's been with Jim before, so he knows him and and knows the scheme. So, you know, he has a real good feel for things. But, you can't get enough of those kind of guys that have been around, that have won, that understand what it takes, been in the league a while. He's such a great example for a number of young guys that we have in that room. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.